It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. With the North Bay Report, I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Leslie Graves is busy preparing for 2020. That's when local and national events will mark the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. She took some time to speak with KRCB News Director Steve Mencher about the complexity behind the celebrations.
Well, 2020 is not only extremely important in what is happening currently today, but we also need to reflect back on our history. And for women's history, that history includes the coming into age of the suffrage movement and the signing of the 19th Amendment in 1920, the exact date being August 26, 1920, when the 19th Amendment became law, and that granted women the right to vote. And of course, whenever I say that, it includes an asterisk, because that right to vote for women in the United States did not actually extinguish the discriminatory practices of making it to where women of color, indigenous women, and others couldn't vote. So women won the right to vote, but we are still currently in an age where we need to fight against suppression of the vote and make sure that more people can vote within the United States.
Tell me a little bit about what kinds of events and celebrations and commemorations we might look forward to in 2020.
Right. And they're going to be a wide amount of celebrations for the centennial of the 19th Amendment. And not only is our group, which is the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project, going to be putting on events and celebrations, marching in parades, as well as developing programs that really talk about the intersectionality and the struggle in order to have more people being able to vote at those polling places.
How do you define intersectionality?
Well, intersectionality, and I'll define it within respect to the women's movement and feminist movement in and of itself. Intersectionality is really that section where we come together, and not only are women's rights important, but we also have the labor movement, and we have immigrant rights, and we have rights that have to do with civil liberties. And they all intersect at a place where if we work together and we're able to make sure that we're rising everybody up, then we're actually going to have greater ability for all people, not just women, not just people of color, but all people across a broader spectrum.
So this is the kind of thing we can look forward to in 2020, these special events that include an awareness of intersectionality, as well as a celebration of women and their rights to vote.
Correct. Yeah. As we look backward toward history, as we look back on history, we need to move the needle forward in order to include more people. In Sonoma County, that is also true, because we do have a rich history of indigenous people and people that immigrated from other countries, as well as were on our land before we colonized it. And what we find often is that those people are not included and not represented. So we need to do more work and roll up our sleeves and work together for that. And let's not forget about our LGBT community while we talk about this, because trans women, non-binary individuals, lesbian, gay, bisexual, we need to reach out, include, become more aware, and also rise everybody up.
That was Leslie Graves. She's on the steering committee for the 2020 Sonoma County Women's Suffrage Project. Find the link and more at norcalpublicmedia.org.